This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
And I could say in Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." I mean every creature, I mean dogs, cats. You know, you preach to every creature. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." I mean, I believed that with all my heart, but I didn't believe the next two verses. I never read them. I don't know why I didn't. Same Jesus. He says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." So there's only one thing. I was an unbelieving believer. And that's sad to be an unbelieving believer. So I'm past that now. I'm not an unbelieving believer anymore. I'm a believing believer now. But he says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils." You shall cast out devils. Now we don't understand what devils are. I mean, those whelps that come up on Cheryl's face, those are devils or demons. People say, "I can't believe that." Well, believe it. That's what it is. When Job was sick and afflicted with sores and boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, who was it clear that did that to Job? The devil. Of course it was. He's the one that does this. So, if your bride wakes up one morning with her face broke out, you make sure both of you got all your sins repented of. And then you quote Luke 10, 19, 20, say, "You devil of hell, you ain't doing this to her in the name of Jesus. I'm kicking you out." As the spiritual authority in your home, the priest of the home, you got more power over that home than anybody alive. More than a preacher or anybody else. As a you're the priest over your home. And if you're walking in obedience to God's word, you can pray over your children, over your wife. You can take these promises, and God will do awesome things for you. Your children don't have to be sick. He says, "And you shall, in my name, shall they cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents of the devil. And if you drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt you at all." I mean, how many people has got food poison or whatever, been to a restaurant, and they go to the doctor? Christians. Or somebody opens something and says, "We better not eat that. That sure make you sick." And we say the wrong things, let me tell you. Somebody takes something and says, "Oh my goodness, don't you know that stuff had, that was bad stuff. It'll make you sick." No problem. I mean, I didn't mean to eat anything. I wasn't testing God. But if I took something and you're telling me now that it's poison, it ain't no big deal. No deadly poison will hurt me. Well, but what if you got stung by a wasp? Is that deadly poison? Yeah. Is it going to hurt you? Only if you let it. Only if you let it. In fact, I had an awesome experience. First time I ever got healed with those kind of things, I got stung with thousands of fire ants. I was down digging in a hole, and I dug through a fire ant bed, and it was black dirt, and I didn't see them, and I was down in there cleaning out. I wasn't even thinking about fire ants, and all of a sudden, I am on fire. My face is burning. My neck, my arms. And I look down, I got gloves, I look down, I'm solid covered everywhere I can see with fire ants. Solid. Man, I was on fire everywhere. I knew they were all over me. I jumped up, I throwed my hand up to heaven and said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I claim Mark 16, 18 right now. No deadly poison shall hurt me in the name of Jesus." Bam. That was an ant on my body. They were gone. Bam. The Holy Ghost just blew them off from the inside. Just, boom. He come out the pores of my body. There was not one ant left on me nowhere in 1 second. There was not a whelp or nothing. Oh, somebody says, "I don't believe that." Well, let's see. If you don't believe it, it ain't no use in you trying it because it ain't going to work for you. He is a faith God. And when I spoke, I claimed that, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I claim Mark 16, 18 right now. No deadly poison shall hurt me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord." Bam! They're gone. Not a mark or a whelp on my body. Well, I don't know, months or a year or whatever. One day I was in there painting some stuff, and it was kind of in the cool of the year, and I picked up a rag to wipe some paint off, and something stuck me real hard. I thought, oh my land, it must have been something in that rag. like a grasper or something, and I unfolded the rag, a great big old red wasp laying there. He'd stung me right on the finger. I said, no, no problem. No problem at all. I just squashed him with my thumb, pushed him off to the side. Now I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, you said no deadly poison will hurt me, Mark 16:18. I claim that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And he just kept right on hurting. Now the devil, when I did it with the ants, I wasn't gentle. I was bold and violent because I had thousands of them on me. This is only one wasp. So I'm not too excited. So I said what I said, and I sat there for about maybe a half a minute or a minute, and that thing doesn't change. It's still just throbbing. I said, Father, your word said. And bam, it was gone. That's all I had to do. Father, your word said. And that's all I got out of my mouth. And that devil was gone, and that sting was gone, and I never had any more feeling. You see, you have to get a little rough with the devil once in a while.
That's bold.
You got to get bold. That's the way the king said, come into the throne of grace, right? He didn't say come in here bold. He didn't say come in here crying. And
he hasn't given a spirit of timidity.
Yeah, no. He said, come in here bold as a lion and tell me what you want. And when you get a hold of that, you don't ever go to the throne of grace crying no more. You go in there bold as a lion. And then look what he said in the last part of that. And you shall lay hands on the sick and they... How could I have read the Bible all those years and missed that? I mean, that is so difficult. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So, first thing you need to do, if something happens and the devil comes upon you and some kind of sickness or disease comes upon us as Christians, we should never get panicky or excited. Only get excited. Thank you, Lord, for one more opportunity to prove that greater is the Holy Ghost that lives in me than the devil just hit me.
Amen.
That's what I'm thankful for. Lord, if you bore my sickness, remove my disease on the cross, if you heal me, praise God, it's mine. I'm going to get rough with that devil. He is not going to keep me down. I don't have prostate cancer. Praise God. I don't have any kind of sickness and disease. I don't have any kind of pain. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen.
Claim what he says. In fact, the last healing school I did right here in Dallas a month ago, I told the story about how the devil used to hit me in the back every year, two or three, and how many times I'd been down in my back, but then I said I finally got a hold of it and started walking by faith, and the devil didn't hit me in the back no more until 10 years ago when he hit me in the back. He tried to put me down, and this time I know who he is, and I know what he's doing, and I come against him in the name of Jesus, quoting the word. And that day when I pushed myself up off the hood of that truck and started walking that first step, he twisted my back. I had drops of sweat coming off my skin. It hurt so bad. But I said, devil, you might as well give up because I am not yielding to you. If Jesus bore my pain, it's over. I took that second step and that third step, and by the time I got three steps, it was over. I had no pain. And I said, praise God, I've never had a back pain from that day to this. In the name of Jesus. And I said, I ain't never going to have another one. And the devil standing right there, he said, you hide and watch and see. The next morning, Sunday morning, I woke up. I went to bed. I didn't do a single thing, strenuous or nothing. I went to bed that night. I slept beautiful that night. I woke up the next morning, went to get out of bed, and it's like I had a back twisted. I couldn't hardly move. I said, oh, you devil of hell. You don't never give up, do you? I said, you're out of here. I guarantee I'm getting out of bed. I'm going to go preach today. I'm going to have no pain. I mean, he made it very difficult for me to get out of bed. He was a twisting on my back. He was waiting for me to say something that confirmed what he was trying to do. I said, devil, I am not going there. I'm getting up. I'm going to get me a shower. I'm going to do some studying. I'm going to preach the word today, and I am not yielding to you in the name of Jesus. I got up in 30 minutes or so. I went in to take, leaned over like this, to wash my hands. He said, I thought, whoops, can't do that. Go down a little like this. And I said, it's over, devil. You're out of here in the name of Jesus. I may not be able to bend over like this, but I said, I ain't going to yield to you, you devil. I crawled in the shower. I reached over. Oh, you devil of hell. I said, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. I turned the faucet on. I said, you might as well leave, you beast. I ain't not going to give you legal right. The time I got out of the shower, every symptom was gone and everything. And the next morning, I woke up, same thing. Almost every morning for a week. Wow. I said, you devil of hell, what is it? I'm going to punch your lights out with the word. Yeah. I am not going to ever confess this. I didn't tell a single soul that I had a back pain. Not a single soul except the devil. You get out of me in the name of Jesus. So he'd hang around 30 minutes every morning. 20 or 30 minutes. So I'd kick him out. And then finally, he thought, well, I guess I better go on somewhere else. And he left. He ain't bothered me no more since then. But see, he keeps coming back. The Lord says the devil goes around like a roaring lion, devouring whom he may. So resisting with the word, right, brother?
Said that he left Jesus until another opportune time.
That's right. I mean to tell you, if that brother read the word, if Jesus took the word of God, resisted the devil three times, and he left, but he said he left him until a more opportune time. That's exactly. If he's going to come back to Jesus, guess what? He's going to come back to you and me, right? But
that's our faith.
We resist the devil. Stand on the word. Resist him. And don't take no for an answer. If Jesus bore your sickness, removed your disease on the cross, he wants his church healed. But he says, don't go out and sin no more either. He don't want his church to sin either. But we do a pretty good job of sinning. Nearly every one of us. He does not want you to sin. He wants you to walk holy before him. He wants you to walk in love before him. When you walk in love before him, in faith, when the devil comes upon you, you can kick him out. Just exactly like we did with little Cody up there. There's a 3-year healed little boy. And for the first nearly 6 years, 5.5, 6 years of his life, he had been down. I mean, he couldn't eat. I mean, he wasn't down. He could go. But he couldn't eat without that medication. Mama didn't like him throwing up every time he ate. That's not exactly ideal. But you can do anything in faith. Anything. Jesus says you can. All things are yours by faith. There's a young lady that works for us that she got beat up on by the devil. She was a size 6, weighed 125 pounds, a beautiful young lady. And the devil come upon her. He got her into unbelief. She started believing the devil instead of God's word because she didn't know it. She hadn't been trained right. So she had to go to the doctor. She got on all kinds of medication. And over the next, I don't know how long it was, but maybe a year or two, whatever it was, she gained like 150 pounds of weight. She only weighed 125 to start with. She came to us. When she came to us, we showed her what her problem was, got her sins repented of, prayed for her, and within, I think it was 35 or 40 days, she'd lost 50-something pounds or whatever it was, or maybe it was 37 pounds. Anyway, I don't remember. But now she's lost 74 pounds, I think it is. And she only likes like 50-something being back down to that size 6. And she's on the way. But see, she got off all of her medications. She's on 10 or 15 or 20 medications.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.